is Optum Health entitled to any portion of the recuperative monies? And this assumes that one of the providers or all of them are in fact guilty as charged of whatever crime, and thus the court determines or that they are to recover or to recoup. Why is Optum Health entitled to any of them of that money?
Mr. Chair, Senator Cisneros, there is a provision in our contract. I think it's centered in Amendment 15. It's not unique to Optum. I think Assistant General Counsel Larry Hayek testified in front of this committee before that all managed care contracts have this provision, that if and when an investigation is concluded, that yields that money should have been brought back. As a managed care contract, and many of our work is at risk, meaning we put the dollars out, we bring the dollars back in, we may or may not be entitled to some aspect of that. In this case, it's too soon to tell. I'd like to add that that amendment, Amendment 15, was not in place in any of the contracts when this activity was being referred. So I know that there has been a question of our incentive, and it's why I did want to share certainly my personal story and why I talk about a deep commitment. We have one incentive in this state, and that is to make sure that the precious dollars that you allocate make it to the individuals who need them. That is our primary incentive, and that is the one that has guided us throughout the 5 years of our contract.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my concern with that, if you stand to profit from the fraudulent, wasteful, and abusive acts of those individuals that you've hired, well, it seems that at least at the onset that you don't have a you don't have reason, if you will, to in effect prevent that wasteful, abusive, or fraudulent activity.